48章，这在讲神的安慰。
From chapter 33 of the book of Ezekiel to chapter 38 is talking about the comfort from God.
33章以前是在讲神的审判。
Before chapter 33, it was talking about the punishment and judgment of God.
神审判他们是因为他们对神不忠实。
God judged Israel because they were unfaithful to Him.
因为在神跟他们中间有一个约。
Because there is a covenant that existed between God and them.
在灵里面，这是一个婚约。
In the spirit, it is a marital covenant.
所以以色列百姓拜偶像，这是神不能接受的。
Therefore, God cannot accept the fact that the Israelite nation were worshiping idols.
因为神非常爱以色列百姓，所以对以色列百姓拜偶像，神也觉得非常的嫉妒。
Because God loved the Israelite nation very much, therefore He burned with jealousy toward Israelites.
所以在婚姻里面，爱与嫉妒是并存的。
Therefore, jealousy occurred at the same time with marital covenant.
那个婚姻里面的嫉妒，这原来是好的。
The jealousy that exists within a marriage is a good type of jealousy.
所以到最后，神就审判他们，让他们受苦。
Before at the end, God let the judgment befall upon them so that they may suffer.
所以他们能够回头。
So that they may return.
那回头的目的就是要得到神的爱。
And the motive of this return is to receive God's love.
所以在神审判他们的同时，神也借着以西结先知预言神要让他们复兴。
Therefore, at the same time when God was judging the Israelites, God also spoke through Prophet Ezekiel that he will let the nation revive.
所以我们可以知道神的心不是要人受苦。
We understand that the heart of God does not mean to make man suffer.
所以这个圣经里面耶利米书说，神的意念原始是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
For the book of Jeremiah, it says that the thoughts of God is to a thoughts of peace for us, not to a thought of calamity.
如果神管教我们，这是因为神爱我们。
If God chastises us, it is because He loves us.
因为在管教的同时，会除掉我们的罪。
Because within His chastisement, He will purge away our sins.
使我们在管教之后能够享受平安。
So that after the chastisement, we may experience peace.
所以神最后要给人的意念是平安的。
Therefore, the final intent of God is a peaceful thought for them.
所以神对以色列百姓的管教是出于爱。
The judgment of God toward Israelites came out of His love.
所以在爱的管教里面是带有盼望的。
So the chastisement of love bears hope.
所以我们今天在信仰生活当中，有时候虽然神允许患难临到，这是带有盼望的。
Therefore, nowadays, even though we face some afflictions in our daily lives, however, this brings to us hope.
因为这是要净化我们，让我们从神得到更大的恩典。
Because this is so that we can be refined in order to receive even more great blessings from God.
但是最重要的就是，当我们在受苦当中，我们要思想为什么。
But most importantly is that within our sufferings, we have to understand why.
让我们在反省检讨中能够不断的成长。
That we may ponder back and continue to improve.
使我们能够得到神更丰盛的恩典。
That we may receive even more abundant blessings from God.
你看圣经里面每一个试炼之后都有大的祝福。
You see that after each trial in the Bible, there comes with it much more blessings.
大卫无缘无故被扫罗追杀。
Out of no reason, David was Saul was running after David.
大卫没有错误。
David did not make any fault.
但是这是神对他一个操练。
However, this is a trial from God.
灵性的一个提升。
This is an elevation of his faith.
那这个操练过去以后，大卫就被立作王。
After this trial has passed, then David was anointed as king.
这就是神的祝福。
This is the blessing of God.
约瑟无缘无故，他本身没有什么错了，就是被他的兄弟出卖。
Joseph, on the other hand, had not committed any mistakes. However, he was betrayed by all his brothers.
从十七岁他被卖。
From the age of 17, he was sold.
他也没有办法解释。
He cannot come up with any explanation.
他很敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
他也爱他的兄弟。
He also loved all his brothers.
但竟然被他兄弟卖掉。
And yet he was sold by his brothers.
那原来神有一个大的福气。
But it turned out that God has reserved a blessing for him.
后来他变成宰相了。
Later on, he became the prime minister.
他回头过来看。
When he looked back,
才发现兄弟的错误是要成就神的美意。
Only he realized that the mistakes committed by his brothers were only to fulfill the beautiful will of God.
神允许兄弟把他卖掉。
So God allowed the brothers to sell him off.
结果到埃及做宰相，预备他全家饥荒的日子。
As a result, he was able to become the prime minister of Egypt in order to prepare the path in the times of famine for his family.
从圣经里面我们可以看到受苦有两种原因。
So from the Bible, we can conclude with two reasons of afflictions.
一个原因是因为我们有错误。
The first reason is because of our own sins.
受苦要净化我们。
The sufferings will refine us.
也让我们得到更大的恩典。
That we may receive more blessings.
那另外一个原因就是受苦本身我们可能没有错。
And the other reason might be that we have not committed any mistakes.
但是受苦要提升我们的灵性。
However, by suffering, our faith will be elevated.
是神能够交托我们更大的工作，得到更大的福气。
That God may entrust upon us even more work, that we may receive even more blessings.
所以只要受苦是在基督里面，都是好的。
So if the sufferings are all in Christ, it is all good.
到最后我们都会得福。
In the end, we will receive blessings.
所以三十三章一直到三十九章就在讲复兴的盼望。
Therefore, from chapters 33 to 39, it's talking about the future restoration.
然后三十六章我们就可以看到主要再一次的眷顾他们。
And in chapter 36, we can see the Lord will once again give them grace.
第一节到十五节神赐福给应许之地。
From verses 1 to 15, God will provide for the land of promise.
那其中第一节到第七节在提到那一些使以色列百姓受苦的外族人，神要对付他们。
And from verses 1 to 7, God was referring to those foreign nations that were making Israelites suffer.
我们看第五节。
Let's focus on verse 5. Verse 5, therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I have spoken in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, who gave my land to themselves as a possession with wholehearted joy and spiteful minds in order to plunder its open country.
这里说神说我发愤恨如火，如果是看英文嫉妒如火。
In the English text, it's referred to as burning jealousy.
为什么？
Why?
因为以色列百姓是神所爱的。
Because the Israelite nation were the apple of God's eye.
那这些外族人呢？来加害于神所爱的人。
And all these foreign nations came to afflict his loved one.
而且他加害以色列百姓满心快乐。
And they were rejoicing as they afflicted the Israelites.
所以神非常的愤恨。
Therefore God was burning with jealousy.
所以神对以色列百姓虽然他们犯罪，神对以色列百姓的爱没有改变。
Even though the Israelites were sinning against God, however, his love has never changed.
因为没有改变了，所以外族人加害在以色列百姓，神才会嫉妒，满心的愤恨。
And because of his unchanging love, therefore, God was burning with anger toward all these foreign nations that bullied the Israelites.
如果有一个人对你不好，
if someone bullied you,
忽然间发生车祸，
and out of a sudden that person met with a car accident,
我想很多人一定很高兴。
I believe many people will rejoice for you.
你看神在惩罚他。
See, God is punishing that man.
这是我们人的常情。
This is our human nature.
因为他对你不好，所以他遇到灾祸，你很高兴。
Because he was very bad to you, he met with a disaster, you are very happy.
但是你如果做父母，
However, if you are as a parent,
不一样。
It will be different.
有时候孩子对你不好。
Sometimes your children will be not very good to you.
那小孩子遇到灾殃。
And your children will meet with adversities.
没有一个父母高兴的。
There is no parent will rejoice.
因为孩子对父母不好，父母对孩子爱没有改变。
Because the love of parent toward the child will never change.
所以孩子遇到灾殃，这个父母心很难过。
If the child meets with disaster, the parent will be sorrowful.
因为那个爱还在。
Because the love is still existent.
所以虽然以色列百姓违背神。
Therefore, even though the Israelites were sinning against God,
神很难过。
God was sorrowful in his heart.
但是神对以色列百姓爱没有改变。
However, his love has never changed.
所以当外族人加害在以色列百姓，神的心呢，好像火在烧。你怎么可以这样？这是我爱的。
Therefore, when the foreign nations were afflicting the Israelite nation, his heart was deeply sorrowful. This is the one whom I love.
所以我们这个弟兄姊妹都是神所爱的。
Therefore, all our brothers and sisters here are the beloved ones of God.
你不能对弟兄姊妹不好。
You cannot ill treat anyone here.
为什么？
Why?
他一向天上的人呼求神，就找你算账。
Because once he cry out to God of heaven above, then God will look for you to account.
因为他是神所爱的，你怎么可以随便对他不好？
Because this person is whom God loves, how can you ill treat them?
所以我们这个信主的人有一个保障。
Therefore, we have a guarantee as believers of God.
什么保障？
What is this guarantee?
神爱。
The love of God.
这个就是保障。
This is the greatest guarantee.
我们看出埃及记啊，我们看出埃及记第二章。
We refer to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第七节啊，第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, instead verse 7. 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
以色列百姓在埃及地变成很大的民族。
The Israelites in the land of Egypt have expanded greatly.
哇，那个是埃及人就觉得很大的威胁。
The Egyptians out of a sudden felt threatened.
那以后这个埃及地都变成以色列人了。
Oh, in the future, all the Israelites will populate the whole Egypt.
所以他们就虐待他，叫他做苦工。
Therefore, they continue to mistreat them and ill treat them with more work.
哦，那这个以色列百姓啊，怎么办？
So, what can these Israelites do?
哦，圣经说他们就向神哀求。
The Bible said, these people, they cried out to God.
那埃及人不知道啊，神这么爱他们。
But the Egyptians didn't know that God loved them so much.
埃及人觉得说，我们是主人，你是奴隶，说我压迫你。
All the Egyptians cared about was, we are the masters, you are the slaves, so we're going to mistreat you.
但是忘记了，那些奴隶他有一个更大的主人，天上的神。
They are ignorant of the fact that the slaves have a greater God who is caring after them.
所以他们一向神呼求。
When once they cry out to the God,
神说，百姓在埃及的困苦我看见了。
Here, God said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt.
那他们发的哀声我听见了。
And have heard their cry.
那我知道他们的痛苦。
And I know their sorrows.
所以诸位，你们都很多人，你们都没有受过苦，这很好，感谢主。
So all brothers and sisters, most of you have not undergone any sufferings.
因为父母太爱你了。
Thank God, because your parents loved you very much.
为你预想什么都有。
Because whatever you wish, there it will be.
但是如果有一天你受苦。
But one day when you suffer.
当然你也可以去向别人投诉。
Of course, you can also speak your sorrows to other people.
你如果去那个 psychiatrist 投诉是要钱的。
However, the psychiatrist will charge you per hour.
他也不能做什么，就是一直把你苦挖出来，就要很多钱了。
They can't do anything. All they do is sit there and listen to your innermost secrets and then charge you with money.
但是如果你向别人投诉你的苦
，However, if you tell others your problems,
投诉不要几次，下一次你打电话他不会接。
If you tell them that you complain about your problems too much, they will refuse to pick up your call next time.
你知道我们听电话都是想对方讲很有趣的事情啊，讲讲大家都很高兴。
You know, we like to hear phone calls that, that are regarding interesting things.
如果你每一次都讲苦水给人听哦，下一次别人不会接你电话。
But every time when you, complain to others about your own sorrows, people will not pick up your phone.
那我有两个会接。会接收你的电话。
Only two people will pick up your phone call.
一个是你的父母。
The first one is will be your parents.
你投诉，他会同情，他为你祷告。
If you tell them of your sorrows, they will be sympathetic toward you and pray for you.
你不要想说你世界上很多朋友很有饭。
Don't think that all your friends out there are very much more fun.
那个是一起啊，在享受快乐时光的朋友。
Those are friends who are just there to enjoy good times.
等你遇到困难，全部都溜光了。
When you're afflicted, they will all leave.
这个是不可靠的。
They cannot be relied on.
真的可靠是你的父母。
The trustworthy people are your parents.
但是啊，父母也是有限的。
However, parents are also limited.
他听一听，他晚上睡不着觉。
After they hear your sorrows, they cannot sleep at night.
为什么？
Why?
他很爱你，但是他是人，他不能解决。
they love you very much. However, they are of human flesh too, so they cannot solve your problem.
那很爱你又不能解决，心里就很难过，就睡不着觉。
Out of love, they want to care for you, but they cannot do anything much, so they cannot sleep at night.
所以你看那个父母头发为什么一直越来越白，就是因为你啊。
Therefore, when you see your parents often having gray hair more and more, it's all because of you.
不只是说年纪而是因为你啊。
It's not only because of their age, but because of you.
他知道你的困难，想来想去，晚上睡不着觉。头发就白了。
They know your troubles. They keep on pondering upon it. They cannot solve it, and they cannot sleep at night.
还有一个。
And one more.
他愿意听你的苦情。
One more person who is ready to listen to your sorrow.
就是天上的神。
This is the heavenly God.
所以你有苦啊，要告诉神。
Therefore, if you have your sorrows, tell it to God.
怎么告诉神？
How do you tell it to God?
奉主耶稣圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣讲得很清楚，你奉我的名，天父就要听。
Because Jesus said it plainly, if you say it in my name, then the Heavenly Father will hear you.
你祷告，奉耶稣的名，然后你有什么苦都可以讲。
When you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, then whatever sorrow there is, you tell him.
有时候你告诉别人你的苦情嘛。
Sometimes you tell your sorrows to others.
过了不多久，全教会都知道。
Not many days later, the whole church will know all about it.
为什么？
Why?
因为别人听了以后，哇，这个没有人知道，嘴巴痒痒，我告诉你，你不能说。
So many people think this is your innermost secret. Nobody knows, and I have an itchy mouth, so I will tell it to others.
那他也告诉人，我告诉你不能说。
And then when this person tell other people, he will say, don't tell others about this.
大家都告诉大家不能说。
So everybody tell everybody not to say to anyone.
所以你的苦大家都知道。
So everyone would know your sorrows.
所以这时我们要告诉别人你的苦情，要有一点小心。
So you have to be cautious before you tell your sorrows to other people.
但是你告诉主耶稣。
However, when you tell it to Jesus,
主耶稣不会告诉人。
Jesus will not tell anyone.
主耶稣会替你解决。
Jesus will solve the problem for you.
所以你看，他们哭声向神哀求。
Therefore, these people have cried out to God.
神说：“我看见，我听到，我知道。”
God said, "I have seen, I have heard, and I know."
世界上要找这种三种的很难呐、啊。又看见又听见又知道很难。
It's very hard to find such an opponent in this world to be able to see, hear, and know our sorrows.
你知道为什么有时候父母跟孩子不能沟通
？You know why is there a communication gap between parents and child?
经验不一样。
Because they have different experiences.
你告诉你父母说，哎，在学校里面有种族歧视。
You tell your parents there's racial discrimination at school.
那父母说你在讲什么？
The parents say, "What are you talking about?"
他从小长大没有父母，没有这个种族歧视、啊。
They have never experienced racial discrimination as they grew up.
那父母告诉想要告诉你说我很孤单。
Your parents want to tell you that I'm very lonely.
因为他在故乡啊，他其实都有一些成就的。
Actually, they have a lot of accomplishments in their hometown.
那为着小孩子移民到美国，好像一棵树拔起来在种。
In order for the children, they immigrate here to the U.S. as if you're unplucking a well-rooted tree.
人年纪越大越难适应。
The older you get, it's very hard for you to adjust.
那告诉小孩子，小孩子你在讲什么，我都不懂。
When you tell the story to your children, the children don't understand.
所以能够了解你的人很少。
Therefore, very few are those who can understand you.
所以神说，我看见，我知道。
But here God said, I know and I've seen.
这是最可靠的。
He is the most trustworthy.
所以神说我下来要救他们。
Therefore God said, I'm coming down to deliver them.
这是最可贵的，神要下来。
This is the most precious thing ever. God is coming down.
那今天神下来就是主耶稣。
And God coming down to the earth, He is Jesus.
所以主耶稣就是要救我们脱离苦难。
And Jesus is here to deliver us out of all our afflictions.
所以你心里有什么苦，你要告诉耶稣。
So whatever sorrows there are in your heart, please tell it to Jesus.
所以信耶稣的人不要苦闷到你年纪轻轻头发白了，这个不对了。
So as believers of Christ, let us not ponder and meditate only on our problems till our hair grow gray.
或者说你头脑想不开，一直要去看心理医生，这个也不太正常。
And don't think that your path is all blocked and you want to see the psychiatrist.
神要怎么解决？
How is God going to solve your problem?
圣经说，圣灵叫做安慰者。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit is the comforter.
我一直这样相信，我到现在还一直这样相信。
I have always believed this until now.
就是一个人如果常常被圣灵充满，一定不需要看心理医生。
If a person is constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, he does not need to see a psychiatrist.
为什么
？Why？
因为每一次苦闷，圣灵一充满就安慰你了。
Because every time you feel frustrated or sorrowful, once the Holy Spirit fills you, you are comforted.
你就充满平安跟喜乐，你为什么要看心理医生
？You're all filled with joy and peace. Why do you ever need to see the psychiatrist？
你看心理医生就长期你那个心的问题解不开，到时候心理变形了。
When you see the psychiatrist for a long period of time, you cannot even untie the knot in your heart. In the end, your heart's nature have changed.
所以什么样的人心理最健康
？So what is the healthiest person in their mental state？
你想说心理医生会替人解决心理最健康，不一定了。
Do you think that the psychiatrist can solve all the problems of a mentally ill person？
有一次我听到一个教会的姐妹说，她还没有信主以前呢。啊，因为心理有问题去看心理医生。
There was one time I heard a sister who have not, who in the past before she believed in Christ, she went to see the psychiatrist.
结果心理医生自杀了。
And later on, the psychiatrist committed suicide.
她不得要换另外一个。
So she has to find another.
啊，另外一个听说后来也自杀了。
Later on, the other person also committed suicide.
为什么
？Why？
因为一天八小时就是在那里听人有什么苦难。
Because for 8 hours a day, the person listened to all everyone's sorrows.
那他也没有敬拜神啊。
They don't worship God.
那听这么多的苦，他心里就满着愁苦了。
So their heart would be filled with sorrow because they hear other people's sorrows.
到最后解不开啊。
In the end, they cannot untie the knot.
就自杀了。
They commit suicide.
所以心里最健康的是谁
？So who is the one who has the most healthy mental state？
就是被圣灵充满的人。
He who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
天天神安慰你，充满喜乐，不是最健康吗？
Every day, God comforts you, and you're filled with joy and peace. Aren't you the healthiest among all of them?
以西结书三十六章啊，这里在讲神虽然呢、啊，对以色列百姓啊有怒气，但是当以色列百姓被人啊人把他占便宜、把他欺压的时候，神就很愤怒。
Here in chapter 36 of Ezekiel, even though God has His wrath upon the nation, however, when someone else take advantage of the Israelite nation, He was full of wrath.
因为神对他们是没有改变的。
Because God's love to the people has never changed.
所以神要来帮助他们。
So God is coming to help them.
所以从十六节，从第八节开始。
From verse 8 onwards.
第八节就是在讲要赐福给应许之地。八节一直到十五节。
From verses 8 to 15, it says God is going to bless the promised land.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11, I will multiply upon you men and beast, and they shall increase and bear young. I will make you inhabited as in former times, and do better for you than at your beginnings. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
你们就知道我是神。
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
你为什么知道我是神
？How are you going to know that I am the Lord？
就是神要把他们带回来。
Because God is going to bring them back.
结果人开始是繁衍起来，然后动物也增加，然后他所做的事情都一直顺利起来。
So men begin to prosper in all the things that they do, and men and beasts begin to multiply.
然后大家就会想，怎么我回来以后事情这么顺利
？Everybody will come to know how come when I come back here.Everything that I do prospers.
孩子越生越多。
We multiply in giving births.
然后动物越生越多。
And beasts also multiply.
然后所收的这个种的所有的这个百物啊菜蔬都越长越多。
All the crops, all the harvests multiply.
他们就知道啊，是神在祝福我们。
Then they shall come to know that it is God who is blessing all of us.
神爱他们。
God loves them.
所以就应许要赐福给他们，在这个迦南地。
Promise to bless them in this land of Canaan.
所以世界上最有福气的人呢、啊，是被神所爱的人。
In the whole world, those who are the most blessed are the people who are loved by God.
诗篇里面说：“一夜虽然有哭泣，早晨又必欢呼。”
In the book of Psalm, it says that even though the night we mourn in the night, but in the morning there will be sounds of joy.
为什么神的子民会有哭泣
？Why must the people of God mourn?
因为他们做错事，神管教。
Because they have done wrong, and God is chastising them.
那为什么早晨又必欢呼
？Why is it that there will be sounds of joy in the morning?
因为人开始悔改，神就赦免他的罪了。
Because the people repented, and God had mercy on them.
你看圣经怎么教导我们
How does the Bible teach us?
不可含怒到日落。
Do not be angry till the sun set.
哦，就是说太阳下山，你怒气就过去了。
As soon as the sun set, you have to stop your anger.
如果这个是神的教训，
if this is the teaching of God,
那你也知道神怀怒不会永远的。
Then you shall know that God will not be angry forever.
只要你懂得悔改，
only if you know how to repent,
神的怒气就过去了。
Then the wrath of God shall pass away.
所以神才能够教导我们说不可怀怒到日落。
Only then can God teach us do not hold your anger until the sun sets.
如果神一直不赦免我们，他怎么能够叫我们要赦免别人？
If God is a God who cannot have mercy on us and forgive us, then how can he give us this teaching?
就是他赦免我们，所以他做榜样，说你们不可含怒到日落，日落啊，你就要赦免别人。
Because God has forgiven us, therefore he has set a good example for us. As soon as the sun sets, you shall not be angry anymore.
所以最值得交的朋友是主耶稣。
So the most trustworthy friend that you can have is the Lord Jesus.
你如果交很多朋友，但是没有交主耶稣做朋友，这是人生一大损失。
If you have so many friends in the world, but you do not have the Lord Jesus as your friend, this is your greatest loss in this life.
但是如果你有主耶稣做你最好的朋友，
but if you have Jesus as your closest friend,
即使你在世界上没有很多的朋友，损失还不是很大。
Even if you don't have many friends in the world, you have not lost a great deal.
所以这里啊，一节到十五节，神赐福给应许之地。
Therefore, here from verses 1 to 15, God blesses the promised land.
那从十六节到二十五节。
And verse 16 to verse 25.
神的名要显为大。
God shall glorify His name.
我们看二十节到二十一节，请。
We look at verse 20 to 21. Verse 20, when they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name.When they said of them, These are the people of the Lord, and yet they have gone out of his land. 21. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went.
这里说，我顾惜我的圣名。
Here it says, I have great concern for my holy name.
神的圣名是什么？
What is the holy name of God?
我们大家知道，中文圣经、英文大概没有，翻作耶和华。
We know that perhaps in the Chinese Bible it's said as Jehovah.
但是啊，这个是翻译的错误啊。
However, this is a wrong type of translation.
神啊，摩西问神说：“你叫什么名字？”
Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
神说：“我是自有永有的。”
And God said, "I am who I am."
那个在希伯来文叫做 YHWH.
In the Hebrew word, it's YHWH.
没有母音啊。
There is no vowel sound.
我们大家谁念念看 YHWH 怎么念？
Can you pronounce YHWH?
谁会念？
Who can say it?
没有母音啊。
There is no vowel sounds.
念不出来了，没有母音啊。
You cannot pronounce it, right?
那个 YHWH 意思就是神是永远的 I am, 叫做自有拥有。
But this, the YHWH means that I am who I am forever.
这是神的本性。
This is the nature of God.
那神的名字是什么？
So what is the holy name of God?
主耶稣生出来，他名字就叫耶稣。
After Jesus was born, his name is Jesus.
所以我顾惜我的圣名。
So here it says, I had concern for my holy name.
圣名是什么？
What is the holy name?
就是主耶稣啊。
It's the Lord Jesus.
这就是神的名。
This is the name of God.
那神很顾惜这个名字。
God had concern for this name.
我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
从二十二、二十三节。
Verses 22 and 23. 22. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. 23. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes.
我的名在列国被亵渎。
My name has been profaned among the nations.
在你们中间也被亵渎。
He has been profaned among you.
但是，我的名要大显为圣。
However, my name shall be hallowed.
你看祷告文怎么祷告
？How do you pray the Lord's prayer?
第一个，我们在天上的父。
Firstly, our Father who is in heaven.
先确定祷告的对象。
You confirm your opponent of your prayer.
那接下去三个祈求。
The next will be your three requests.
什么祈求
？What are the requests?
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果我们能够实现第二个的第三个，第一个就成全了。
If we can fulfill the second and the third request, then the first request shall be completed.
神的国降临。
The kingdom of God has come.
什么是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
神在做我们的王。
God is reigning as king among us.
你看我们今天呢，在做事情，在做决定。
If you see that nowadays when we make decisions and when we handle matters,
谁在做王？
Who is the king?
我们自己就是王啊。
I am the king.
你怎么知道你在做王？
How do you know that you are reigning as king?
因为我凭我自己的感觉啊。
Because I do things according to how I like.
我如果感觉好，没有人说能叫我不做。
If I feel great, nobody can stop me.
我如果感觉不好，没有人能够叫我做。
If I don't feel good, nobody can force me to do anything.
我是我的主人。
I am my own master.
我凭我的感觉做决定。
I decide upon my own will.
那我不是神吗？
Then am I not God?
我们就取代了神啊。
We have replaced the place of God.
那什么叫做神的国降临？
What is the meaning of the kingdom of God coming?
你是我的王。
You are my God.
求你的圣灵感动我。
You are my king. May your Holy Spirit move me.
如果你喜欢的，我就做。
Whatever that is pleasing to you, I will do it.
如果你不喜欢，我就不做。
Those that are not pleasing to you, I shall not do.
因为你是我的王。
Because you are my king.
所以我以你的感觉来做决定。
Therefore, I base all my decisions upon how you feel.
那你的旨意行在地上，如在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那如果这个两个实现了，神的名就被尊为圣。
If these two are fulfilled, then the holy name of God will be magnified.
那这个三个都满足了。
If these three things have been fulfilled,
然后再开始祈求你日用的需要。神啊，给我工作，神啊，给我那个这个那个。
Then you can present your other requests for your daily bread, such as your career, your job.
如果神喜欢你啊，你下面的祷告就很容易垂听了。
If you have found favor in His eyes, then whatever that comes following that are very easy.
就是你要先跟神做朋友啊，满足神的心。那你接下去要求什么，神都给你啊。
First, you have to befriend God and satisfy His heart. Then the rest, He will fulfill your request.
那我们现在问题在哪里？
But where lies the problem now?
我们都不顾神的感觉。
We don't even care for the feelings of God.
我就是我的王，我感觉怎样我就做。
I am my own king. I do whatever I like.
那现在遇到困难，找不到工作，神啊，帮我找工作吧。
Now you meet with difficulty, you cannot find a job. Oh God, help me to find a job.
你过去的生活已经不够朋友了，说神已经不重要了。
In the past, you have not even make friends with God. God is no longer important.
那现在遇到需要，你就要神要够朋友来帮助你，这个讲不过去吧。
Now you are in trouble. You want God to be a good friend to you and help you. How can you say that?
所以很重要的。
So very importantly,
神很顾及他的名。
God cares a lot for His name.
神要在我们的身上荣耀他的名。
God wants us to glorify His name.
那怎么样荣耀？
Then how do we glorify?
从最细节开始。
From the most detailed ones.
好像是弟兄啊，你如果觉得你这个发型可以荣耀神的名，你就可以用那个发型。
For example, as brothers, if you think that your hairstyle can glorify God, then go ahead.
Right.你就以这个目标啊，做目标。
This is a simple goal.
你看，那个圣经里面的讲哈，基督徒有他的体统。
You can see in the Bible it says that Christians have their own trademark.
你如果到摩门教去，那个盐湖城。
If you go to
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. You can see the Mormons.
摩门教的总部。
The headquarters for the Mormon Church.
那很多的摩门教徒，你看得出来，因为他的底的那个头发就是很你看起来就是很像一个基督徒。
You can recognize all the Mormon believers because you look at them, they look like Christians.
信仰是无形的。
But our belief is intangible.
但是当这个无形改变你的心的时候，你外在的有形就会改变。
This that which is invisible when it changes you, then your outward appearance will change.
所以这个荣耀神的名就是从很小的事情上我们在试着想我要怎么做让神的名得到荣耀。
Therefore, glorifying God can take place from the most simple ways. What should I do to glorify God's name?
所以神的名被亵渎，但是神要在他的名，要让他的名显为圣。
Therefore, his God's name has been profaned. However, he wants to hallow his own name.
神顾惜他的圣名。
God had great concern for His holy name.
所以我们今天我们做的一切，要想想人对耶稣这个名会怎么想。
So in whatever that we do nowadays, we have to think, what will other people have an impression on Jesus' name?
那如果我们存这样的心来生活，神会喜悦我们。
If we can live with this kind of a heart, we can be pleasing to the Lord.
神的恩典怜悯会临到我们。
The mercy and grace from the Lord will befall upon us.
那二十六节从二十六节到31节。
From verses 26 to 31.
神再一次的应许要帮助他们做心灵上的更新。
God once again promised them of a reformation in the spirit.
我们看二十六节。
Verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
什么是实心？
What is the heart of stone?
实心就是硬的心。
A heart of stone is a hard heart.
很难被感动。
The heart is not easy to be moved.
很难被改变。
The heart is very easy to be changed.
所以为什么以色列百姓啊，先知怎么讲都不会悔改。
So why is it that no matter whatever the prophets say, the Israelite nation were rebellious and refused to change?
因为心很硬。
Because they have a hard heart.
所以不会悔改。
So they cannot repent.
那这个心谁能改变？
So who can change this heart?
圣经里面说，古时人如果能够改变他的皮肤，豹如果能够改变他的斑点，你们就可以改变你们的本性。
The Bible says if the Cushite can change their complexion or the leper change its spots, then you can change your nature.
你看那个小小的豹啊，那身上都是一点一点的。
You see that the leper's skin is all full of dots.
它怎么洗怎么洗大了以后，那个点越来越大，也没有消失。
No matter how you wash the skin, as they grow up, the spots will still be there.
所以人的本性很难改变呐。
Human nature is very difficult to change.
实心就是实心呐。
A heart of stone will continue to be a heart of stone.
神说我要除掉实心，给你们个肉心。
However, God said, I will take the heart of stone out of you and give you a heart of flesh.
肉心就是软的。
A heart of flesh is soft,
容易受感动。
Very easily moved.
那这样呢，我们人才有办法来遵循神的道。
Only by being so can we follow the commandments of God.
那要怎么从实心除掉变成肉心呢？
So how can we transform from the heart of stone into heart of flesh?
二十七节。
Verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
这里说我要将我的灵放在你里面。
God says, I will put my spirit within you.
这个就是秘诀了。
This is the secret.
有一个青年他信主，他在见证他信仰的过程。
There was one youth who was testifying of his journey of faith.
他家刚刚开始在追求信仰的时候传道人常常到他家去家庭聚会。
When his whole family was trying to pursue after the words of God, the pastor often visit them.
那这个青年他刚刚一两次听道理的时候，每一次这个讲道人讲一句，在他心里面就反驳两句。
However, there's this youth that when the pastor said something, in his heart he will argue two times, two sentences.
所以那个时候他是石头的心。
At that time, he had a heart of stone.
但是感谢神过了一段时间以后，神开始感动他。
But thank God, after a period of time, God started to move him.
那有一次家庭聚会，他得到圣灵。
And at one point of time, during a family service, he received the Holy Spirit.
他说他得到圣灵以后
，He said after receiving the Holy Spirit,
以后那个灵会的人继续讲道，他心里都很受感动。
In the future, when the Bible study leaders conduct the Bible study, he was greatly moved.
他就不会心里面再反驳。
He will not argue back in his heart.
所以这个把人的硬的心变成软的心，那个关键就是圣灵的能力。
So the key factor in changing and transforming the heart of stone into a heart of flesh is the strength from the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满，圣灵在运行，人听到神的道就会容易受感动，就会改变。
When the Holy Spirit fills and moves within you, that person will be easily moved.
那人一干心改变了我们看这个二十七节使你们顺从我的律例，遵行我的典章。
Once a person's heart is changed, then it will be like in verse 27, you will walk in my statutes.
你会顺顺着神。
You will submit and obey God.
因为你心改变了。
Because your heart has been transformed.
我们才能够顺服
Then can you submit?
所以这个心灵的更新那个最重要的起点就是圣灵在我们里面工作。
Therefore, the renewing of the heart, what is most important is the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
那因为人开始顺服神的话所以神就再一次重申他的应许。
Because man started to obey God, then God will reinstate his promise.
28.
Verse 28, then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
我要让你们住在我列祖之地。
I shall let you dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers.
亚伯拉罕
Abraham.
以撒
Isaac.
雅各
Jacob.
约瑟
Joseph.
这个世代的人，他的心里面有一贯的思想。
These four generations had the same thinking.
那一贯的思想是什么？
What is this principle?
我们要得到那一块应许之地。
We want to obtain the promised land.
就是一代一次传，一次传下去。
This is a concept that has been passed from one generation to the next.
那一块应许之地是什么？
What is that promised land?
物质上来讲就是迦南地。
In the physical sense, it is the land of Canaan.
属灵上来讲就是天国。
But spiritually speaking, it is heaven.
就是神的国。
It is the kingdom of God.
所以我要赐给你们啊，我所赐给列祖之地。
Therefore, here it says, God will give you the land that I gave to your fathers.
今天那一块地对我们来讲是什么？
Today, what is this piece of land to us?
就是耶稣讲的天国近了。
This is what Jesus said. The kingdom of God is near.
就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
当我们开始有软的心，愿意顺服神的话。
When we start to have a softer heart, willing to obey the Lord,
神就要让你承受他的果。
Then God will let you inherit His kingdom.
那神的果是什么？
And what is His kingdom?
公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
没有罪。
There's no sin.
很平安。
You are very peaceful.
很喜乐。
You are filled with joy.
如果一个人没有被罪控制，
If a person is not under the bondage of sin,
充满着平安，
and is filled with joy, peace,
充满着喜乐。
Filled with joy,
那个生活就是在地如天。
Then you are living in heaven on earth.
不管你活在哪里，
wherever you are,
你会觉得很幸福。
You will feel you are very blessed.
因为神的果在你里。
Because the kingdom of God is within you.
这个是幸福的秘诀。
This is the secret to happiness.
诸位，幸福的秘诀就是神的果在你的心里实现。
Brothers and sisters, the secret of happiness is going to dwell within you.
就是神的果在你家里实现。
The kingdom of God shall take place in your family.
这个是最宝贵的。
It is the most precious thing.
不要把这个丢掉了，去电视里面，去社会里面去找那个没有敬拜神所说的幸福。
Do not throw this thing, precious thing away and start looking for satisfaction from the TV and from the society.
那个不是真的幸福，那是空虚的。
Those are not true happiness. Those are emptiness.
没有神，哪里有平安？
Without God, how can you obtain peace?
没有神，哪里有喜乐？
Without God, how can you have joy?
没有神，哪里有公义？
Without God, how can you have righteousness?
如果没有平安，没有喜乐，没有公义，
If you don't have peace, joy, and righteousness,
幸福在哪里？
Where is happiness?
所以我们人生的开始要抓住最重要的。
Therefore, in the beginning point of our life, we have to catch hold of the most important thing.
神要给你那一块地。
God is giving you that land.
就在你心里。
Which is in your heart.
就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
就是天国。
This is heaven.
这个是最重要，你要抓住。
This is the most important thing. You have to grasp hold of it.
你一生就活着很幸福。
Then for your whole lifetime, you will be very happy.
不管你搬家在哪里。
No matter where you move to.
你知道我们人一生啊，是漂泊的。
You know we are wanderers in our lives.
请问诸位，你家的地址改过几次？
Let me ask all of you, how many times have you changed your address?
从出生一直住在原来一个地方到死的，我看在美国很少。
There's very few that we can find anyone living in one same place from his birth to his death.
你看每一年我们那个电话 directory 都在更改。
You can see that our church directory has been changed again and again every year.
搬来搬去。
It has been moved again and again.
人生就是一种漂泊。
Life is just like a wandering.
你不晓得你下一步要搬到哪里。
You don't know when, in the next step, where are you going to go?
唯一会让我们感觉到很安定。
The only thing that can make you feel settled down.
就是你有一个盼望。
Is that you have a hope.
天国的盼望。
The hope of heaven.
圣经说，那叫做灵魂的苗。苗，你知道苗吗？
The Bible says it is a heaven of rest.
苗，那个是吧？Anchor,
anchor of your soul.
你知道那个船要停的时候，有一个尖尖的苗哈，要沉到海里面。
You know that when the ship is going to stop, park, they will throw an anchor down.
对，那你风怎么吹啊？那一艘船都不会乱跑。
And in whatever way that the wind goes, the ship or the boat will not move.
我们的灵魂，我们这个心里面有一个苗。
In our heart, we have to have this anchor.
那个苗不是物质的。
This anchor is not a physical one.
那个苗啊，是天国。
This anchor is heaven.
你扎根在这个神的国里面。
When you are rooted in this heaven.
你怎么改变，飘来飘去，搬来搬去，你都很平安。
Wherever you move, wherever you wander around, you can feel these peace.
所以神应许他们我要给你一块地，你们列祖之地。
Therefore, here God promised them again that they will dwell in the land that God has given to their fathers.
30节,
Verse 30. And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields so that you need, You need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations.
说你们不再饥荒。
So you will not suffer the famine.
啊，你们田产要出土产。
You will multiply in harvest of fruit.
就是说神要祝福他们，让他们生活没有缺乏，很丰富。
Which means that God shall bless them abundantly, that they may not lack anything in their daily life.
神是丰盛的。
God is a God of abundance.
在神里面的人都是丰盛。
Those who dwell in God are abundant.
这是神给我们一个应许。
This is the promise of God.
这非常重要的。
It's a very important promise.
那三十二节一直到三十八节。
Verses 32 to 38.
就在讲应许必然成就。
It says the promises shall be fulfilled.
神一定会成就他的应许。
God will surely fulfill all his promises.
我们看三十八节。
Verse 38.
他从三十七跟三十八节。
Verses 37 and 38. Thus says the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their men like a flock. Verse 38. Like a flock offered as holy sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem on its feast days. So shall the ruined cities be filled with flocks of men. Then they shall know that I am the Lord.
到最后说，他们就知道我是神。
Finally, God said, then they shall know that I am the Lord.
怎么知道我是神?
How do they know I am the Lord?
我要让以色列家人数增加。
I will multiply the number of the Israelites.
他们求问神,求问我,我就要给他们成就。
When they inquire of me, I will do this for them.
祷告非常有体验。
When they pray, they shall be filled with experiences.
然后我要让这一块荒凉之地充满着人群。
And this desolate place shall be filled with people.
就是神要再一次祝福他们。
Which means that God will once again bless them.
他们就知道。我是神。
And they shall know that I am the Lord.
所以我们在看圣经，神给我们是何等大的应许跟祝福。
When we read the Bible, we can discover how great is the promises and blessings of God.
这是一个最黑暗的时代。
This is the most darkest of our ages.
比索多玛城更黑暗。
It's even darker than the age of Sodom.
差不多人已经到尽头了。
Everybody has come to their extreme.
遍地充满黑暗。
The earth is filled with darkness.
淫乱跟暴力。
Adultery and violence.
但是这是一个最有希望的时代。
However, this age is filled with hope.
因为主耶稣带给我们这么大的应许。
Because the Lord Jesus has brought to us such a great promise.
我们活在这个时代。
We live in this generation.
在最黑暗里面看到最大的荣耀。
In the most darkest age, we see the greatest glory.
要让我们知道神就在这里。
That we may know that the Lord is here.
神的名是大显为圣的。
That the holy name of God shall be hallowed.
Let's
Let us sing hymn.